Passengers travelling to Bali were clinging to each other when their AirAsia plane dropped 20,000 feet without warning. Terrified, they looked to cabin crew for help, but they were left in the dark. Claire Askew, one of the 145 passengers on board, said the reaction of the airline's crew was unacceptable and only exacerbated a tense situation.
The panic was escalated because of the behaviour of staff who were screaming, looked tearful and shocked. Now, I get it, but we looked to them for reassurance and we didn't get any. We were more worried because of how panicked they were.
Flight QZ535 left Perth Airport yesterday, bound for Bali. But just 25 minutes after takeoff, it lost cabin pressure. The pilots then initiated an emergency descent to 10,000 feet. Passengers were told by the cabin crew to get into a brace position and oxygen masks were released. But some masks didn't work.
The oxygen mask dropped out. Quite a few of them didn't work. So there's people reaching over one seat to the other to try and get oxygen masks. I would have expected the cabin crew to be going around as soon as those oxygen masks deployed to make sure that everyone had one. They didn't move out of their seat. They were just like a mess in the back of the plane. So it was pretty disappointing, to tell the truth.
The mid-air emergency left some fearing for their lives.
I picked up my phone and sent a text message to my family, just hoping that they would get it. It was horrible.
All 152 people on board the Airbus A320 returned safely to Perth. Passengers were then rebooked on later flights to Denpasar. In a statement, AirAsia said, "The safety of our guests is our utmost priority. AirAsia Indonesia apologises for any inconvenience caused." It's not the first time the budget airline has been criticised for its performance. In June, the pilot of an AirAsia flight from Perth to Kuala Lumpur told passengers to start praying after an engine malfunctioned and the plane began shaking violently. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau has now launched an investigation into this latest incident. It will release its report after examining the aircraft and voice recorder, as well as interviewing cabin crew.